You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Yeah, Kostos is out. Ashew's in. This is not the day for Kostos to be out now because Joe Judge is out with the Giants. I'm still devastated because I was hoping to get a lifetime contract with the Giants so he'd run more quarterback sneaks from his own 4-yard line. And as a Washington fan, I could at least have one team that's worse than my team. But clearly, that's not the case. So I'm ready to be back in the basement next year. That's where my team's probably going to be, Ken. Can't wait.
It's tough. And I mentioned before in our last break, as a better. Like, bad coaches, you want them in the league as long as possible. Win totals, they're the most predictable known quantities in the entire world. You look at who goes under a lot of years. Oh, look, Joe Judge went under again. Oh, look, Vic Fangio went under. Oh, look, you know, Matt Nagy goes under, as whatever it is. You know, kind of set your watch to some of the really bad coaches. If you can really peg them and have them down pat, those are the guys you want to see. You wish you could stay in the league forever. Matt Patricia, wish you could stay in the league forever to bet win total unders on those guys.
So basically all straight bad news, which is just horrible. So thank you. You're supposed right. to be glass half.
Good news for Giants fans.
You're only bad making this worse now, buddy. So thanks. Yeah. Thanks for making this even worse. Maybe Jason Sobel will cheer us up just a little bit. Of course, covers golf for the Action Network. Although it's not totally cheerful because I'm sitting out looking how cold it is here. And there's a second tournament in a row that's going on in Hawaii right now, Jason. So I am totally jealous of anybody that gets to even just spend just a little bit of time out there right now.
Aloha, guys. Mahalo for having me on. No, I'm not in Hawaii this week. I have covered these two events, the year openers in Kapalua and then at Wailea, probably about 6 or 7 times, and I can tell you they're as good as you would think, maybe even better.
And I was watching Van Pelt the other night. He referred to it as golf porn, like the idea that they're showing, you know, it's like dolphins and here's like a whale and a surfer and a palm tree and everyone's talking. There's like one of the commentators, one of the on-course guys lives at Kapalua and is talking about it. I'm just like, oh, God, like I'm wearing a beanie right now. It's 8 degrees outside. It's supposed to make me feel better, Jason, but it's like the Australian Open with tennis. Like it doesn't make me feel better. It's still snowing outside and you know, but we do get a chance to bet on the golf though, which I guess is a silver lining, right? And everything. And I do want to, you mentioned the two tournaments. So for people who haven't followed golf very closely, played at Kapalua last week, totally different, you know, course and totally different field size. It was the Tournament of Champions. It's basically the players who want to play invitational. If you won a tournament in the past year, the winner of that tournament was Cam Smith. And casual golf fans will basically know him as the Australian guy with the mullet, but he's also a guy with a ton of game. He was about, I think, 25-1 last week to win the tournament. Let me just start by asking about him. He's in this field. He is the favorite to win. He's 9-1. So it can be about this tournament. It can be about maybe majors this year. Is this a guy we should be thinking about? Just your thoughts on kind of Cam Smith. Is there money to be made on him going forward?
Moving forward, yes. Long term, I'm bullish on Cam Smith. He's now the number 10 golfer in the world. So how can you not be bullish on a guy who's shown this much potential? And I don't think we've seen the best of Cam Smith yet. What I saw from him last week is a guy that he was driving it past John Rahm, the number one player in the world. That was really the only thing left for him. He's a good iron player. He's a really good wedge player. He's a really, really good putter. If he drives it the way that he did last week, he's going to be very good over the course of the year. Now, for this week, he's a viable favorite. He should be the favorite this week. He won this event 2 years ago. He's coming off a win last week. The convergence of form and history makes a lot of sense that he is a single-digit number coming into this week. That said, did a little research here. Last year, he won the Zurich Classic alongside Mark Leishman's two-man event. And in the three starts after that, he finished 59th, missed cut. 2 years ago, as I mentioned, he won the Sony Open. The three starts after that, 64th, missed cut. So there's something to be said about some players, and Tiger was the ultimate outlier as far as this is concerned. When Tiger was playing well, he'd step on the gas pedal, go win 4, 5, 6 events in a row. There are some players who, after a win, hey, they retain that momentum and they keep playing well. There are other players who, hey, I don't criticize them, but they just have to exhale a little bit. You know what? I just got a 7-figure paycheck. I just took care of my whole year. I'm going back to Kapalua. I'm going to the Masters. I can relax a little bit, maybe not grind as hard, maybe not worry as much, and they don't play as well. I don't know that Cameron Smith is one of those players, but from what I've seen in the past, that's what's happened. So that makes me a little leery of going after him, especially at such a short number.
Yeah, and plus they get to stay in Hawaii and they can just stuff their faces with poke the whole time, which is just all I would do at that point if I'd already done it. So it just sounds great. Cam Smith is 9-1 to win this tournament. But like you said, this is a different course, obviously, than last week. What is the difference between last week versus this week in the course?
Last week, nearly 7,600 yards, these big, sweeping, wide fairways, massive greens, the biggest greens on the PGA Tour. So really it came down to a little bit of a putting contest. We saw guys making birdies from everywhere. This week, a 7,000-yard golf course, way shorter, but it's short, it's tight, it's tree-lined. There's a lot of doglegs where you've got to work the ball left and right. And so it takes more precision, more accuracy, as opposed to the power that we saw last week. So you're looking at guys and you're looking at guys who are good ball strikers, good iron players, guys that can get up and down with a wedge from around the greens. And one of my favorite things about this week, guys, is that the Sony Open seems to be more predictive than some other tournaments. There's some good corollary golf courses. We look at the Seaside courses for the RSM Classic. We look at Harbortown for the RBC Heritage. We look at Pebble Beach. The analytics don't really say so, but I still think PGA National, which hosts the Honda Classic, is a nice connection to this one, if indeed the wind does blow this week at YLI. So you look at some of the players that it's some of the same players that play well at those golf courses tend to play well at the Sony too. So I'm looking at those guys to have a nice week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah, Jason, that's an interesting point of comparison. I know I was reading about stuff where, you know, staying in the fairways, driving accuracy, and like how much different the two Hawaiian courses are. As someone who kind of dabbles in golf betting, it's always remarkable. Like, you can stay on the islands, but just the types of game that you need or the types of skills that you need from course to course can vary so widely. So based on kind of your analysis, and it sounds like you have some really good previous history at various courses to go off of, give us an idea of maybe some of the outright bets to win the tournament with prices that you like this week after kind of, you know, going through all the data.
Yeah, so my favorite outright play this week is Mark Leishman. He's a buddy of Cameron Smith. If he needed any more motivation or inspiration, he got it last week. Leishman has played this event 12 times. He's made the cut all 12 times, three top five finishes, finished 10th last week on a course that doesn't suit him nearly as well as this one does. And yeah, I had a little intel from on the grounds in Hawaii this past week that he's hitting the ball better at this point in the year than he ever has before. So I like him a lot for this week and moving forward. A couple other guys near the top of the board. Sungjae Im played well last week. He was one of five players with positive strokes gained. What I mean by that is he was better than the field average in all the major categories last week. That should mean a lot for him moving forward. And so he's the guy that I like for top fives, maybe an outright play here and there. Moving down the list a little bit more, another guy that played last week, Taylor Gooch, won the RSM Classic. I mentioned that this has a nice correlation to that place as well. He won there just a couple of months ago. And if we want to dig even further, I talked about the guys who played last week. They've had an advantage over the last handful of years. Seven of the last eight winners came directly from Kapalua, went island hopping, poor guys, had to take the trip from Maui over to Oahu and play more golf. And so those guys have tended to have more success. Now, someone could look at it and say, well, those are the guys who were the winners from the previous season. They're better players, so of course they would have more success. But really, the numbers show not just wins, but top 10s, top 25s, made cuts across the board. The players that got four rounds under their belt last week have a major advantage over those who are coming in cold and haven't played an event in a month and a half. So one more guy down the list that I like, Brandon Grace, 100-1 this week. He won at Harbortown just a few years ago. Again, another place that I identify as having a nice connection to Wailea. He should have a good week as well.
Jason, what about down the board a little bit? It's somebody that you could see maybe sneaking in with a top 20 finish.
Yeah, so my favorite top 20 play, in fact, my favorite bet on the board this week, Maverick McNealy. Now, this is a guy who came out of Stanford a few years ago. He hasn't popped up on too many leaderboards. So the ceiling, I don't know, is that high yet, but he's got a greater floor than most of the other players of kind of his ability, players of his level right now. And I'll give you a great example of what that means. In his last 14 starts dating back to last year, he had seven top 20 finishes. He finished top 20 in half of those starts. But only one of those top 20s was a top 10. So he's not exactly knocking on the door for titles right now, but even his B-minus game, even his C-plus game is still good enough to finish in the top 20. So I love him for a top 20 play. I love him for one-and-done pools. Really like him for DFS purposes this week. Pull him as an anchor in some of those lineups at a mid-tier price. But he's not a guy that I'll play outright. So it's just a nice kind of prop bet for a top 20 in there. Maybe a top 10 if you really want to take a chance. The top 20, I think, is a nice sweet spot.
So Maverick McNealy for maybe not to win the tournament, but to play very well. Jason, have about 30 seconds left to go here. Is there a head-to-head bet maybe between two of the top golfers that you like this week?
Yeah, so I'm all in on fading Cameron Smith based on those numbers I gave you earlier about him not playing that well after his wins. If you can get Webb Simpson, Sungjae Im, Mark Leishman, even Hideki Matsuyama or Corey Connors at plus money in a head-to-head matchup against Cameron Smith, I think that at some point he runs out of steam, the tank runs empty a little bit, and those guys should be able to beat him this week.
Plenty of great information. Jason, really appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on with us.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm just thinking of warm weather and palm trees right now, Ken.
Pineapples. Yeah.
My feet are cold in the house.
Guavas.
In the building.
Another tropical fruit. Coconut. Big coconut guy.
Yeah, it's okay. I just want poke.
It's okay. Have you ever drank a drink out of a coconut?
I have. It's cool. It's fine.
Is it overrated? It seems like it's really overrated. I don't think I've ever drank
a little bit
out of coconut.
I mean, yeah. I like coconut water. And then like, honestly, like, I can only do so much of those like fruity kind of like vacation drinks before I'm just like, this is going to give me a hangover. I'll just go to bourbon and it's better and not going to give me a hangover.
Everyone's drinking like pina coladas. You just go to the bar and be like, double bourbon. in a cup.
Been there before. I was in Miami with my wife in like, I don't know, it was like last April or something like that. And yeah, we go to a restaurant. Everybody's ordering these giant frozen drinks. We both are just like, yeah, we'll just take two bourbons neat, please. It's just fine. Like, just,
right. It's just, can I get an old fashioned? Sweet.
It's just too sweet, man. I can't do much of it anymore. I'm not 23. It just, the hangovers are so much worse. Power Hour coming up next. He's Ken Barkley. I'm Nick Ashew. This is You Better You Bet on BetQL.